that's not terribly interesting for the smaller members of our family. I've got colouring sheets here. I've got some helpers who are going to help me. If you've got very younger, smaller children, take a white sheet or a couple of white sheets. They're colouring sheets, very simple puzzle sheets. Can you hear me behind me? If you've got small children, they're the sort of white sheets. If you've got middle size, they're the yellow sheets. And if you've got older children, oh, you're quite big really, take a blue sheet. I'd quite like the blue sheets myself. They look fun. And we've got crayons, packets of crayons here as well. Come to my helpers just beside me here and help yourself. Anyone for yellow sheets? Do you want to stand there, and there might be some behind me who want them? Do take two or three. They're different ones there. Meanwhile, I'm going to carry on for the rest of us. This time last year, we talked about discipleship. We said this is the discipleship term. Looking at following Jesus in all different aspects of life. And particularly last year, we focused on prayer and Bible study. We focused in our services on Sundays, particularly in giving resources to help us in our prayer life and resources to help us in discovering the Bible in fresh ways. And we talked at the big breakfast about different ways of serving as well. And all those are still good and valid and true. But I want to ask us a simple question. How is your relationship with God now compared with this time last year? That's the question I'd like to pose to everyone here today. And unless, by the way, you're a visitor and you're a friend who's come with someone, you're not a Christian yet, then don't worry about that. But it's still a good question to ask yourself, actually. Am I any nearer God than I was a year ago? And how could I get nearer God if I'm not there yet? But as Christians, it's good to say to ourselves, what's my relationship with God like? How was it a year ago? How is it now? Have I drifted away from him? Do I need to come back to him? Or have I actually got lots to celebrate because I've really gone on with him? I've learned more from him. My relationship has deepened and grown. And it's the big breakfast, and it's noisy, and it's rushed. And I haven't really got time to think about that question now. So I want to say that our next St. Paul's night, which is on Ash Wednesday, we'll make a particular focus of helping us together to think about that question. We'll have some fellowship, being together. It's good to do that, enjoying food and drink together, chatting together. We'll have a bit of worship. We'll have a bit of teaching. But then we'll have plenty of time with God, silence before God, quiet before God, because in our busy lives, often we don't get that. Time to reflect and think, how is my relationship with my Father? Have I grown close to him? What can I do to get closer to him this term? And because it's Ash Wednesday, we'll have an informal communion together to end the evening. Wednesday, 6th of February. It's on your news sheets. By the way, I hope you found on your table, there are news sheets there, green news sheets, to take away with you. Then something else that we do is we try in our teaching to help you think through discipleship issues. And this term, we're looking in the mornings for the first half of the term, the life of Solomon, a man who tried to pursue God, but actually did some really good things and then went a bit wrong. We look at his example and say, what can Solomon's example teach us about our discipleship? And in the evenings, we've been looking at the whole question of spiritual warfare, the fact that we're in a battle, a spiritual battle, and what can we do to defend ourselves and to remind ourselves of the victory that we've won. And then in the mornings, we'll go on and we'll look at giving and the whole question of learning to give graciously and generously and gladly rather than feeling guilty about giving. And then we'll look at the life in the evenings of Samuel, another great disciple of God, and see what lessons we can learn from Samuel about following God together. And the wonderful good news is, thanks to Rick Simpson and his ingenuity and skill, we now have on the St. Paul's website the possibility of listening to all those sermons, including, thanks to popular request, the 9 o'clock sermons as well. You can listen to them if you've got internet facility and some loudspeakers in your computer. And if you haven't, they're fairly cheap. You can listen to those sermons, and if you're a thoroughly modern person with an MP3 player or an iPod, you can download them and listen to them at your leisure. So, and they're up very quickly every week, 9, 10:30 and 6:30 sermons. So if you've missed one, you can listen to it. If you'd like to hear one again, you can listen to it. That's one way we want to help each other in our discipleship, in following Jesus. Another way we want to encourage one another and help one another in our following Jesus is that on Saturday, February the 9th, we have Peter McKenzie coming to speak to us on the whole question of listening to God, hearing from God. And he'll cover the topics: why prophecy is important, biblical principles behind it, the fact that everyone can do it, you and I and everybody, see your news sheet for more details. Questions about how we act wisely and sensibly, understanding how God speaks to us, and then having a go. And time for questions at the end as well. So this is open, it says on your news sheets, this is open to everybody and anybody who'd like to learn about listening to God and hearing God speak to us. And on your table there are application forms. There's a cost, £12, and we would love you to fill in those application forms and give them back to myself or Peter Sanderson, probably not at the end of the big breakfast, put them in his pigeonhole this morning. We'd love you to come along, and there'll be Christians from all sorts of other churches there as well. That's another resource in our discipleship. And another resource for discipleship is that every Tuesday morning, now, sorry, when does it start, Mr. Keeper of the Diary? Have you been told? This day after tomorrow. The day after tomorrow, there'll be an opportunity, and then every other Tuesday, to meet together up in the gallery and to pray for our church. Now, I think this is something that God spoke to me about, if we're talking about God speaking, when I was at Lee Abbey over the New Year, that we've had prayer meetings before, and people get a bit disillusioned by the small number who come. But what I saw, with the help I would believe of God, is that actually we need people who have a heart for and a burden for praying for the church. And it doesn't matter if it's 2 or 3 or 4, or if it's 500, though it's more likely to be the former than the latter. It doesn't matter, because what's important is that people can come together and pray for our church. And to use the jargon, intercede for the church and listen to God for the church. So I have asked one or two people who I knew had a heart for this and a burden for this to get this meeting going Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock, up in the gallery, to come and pray and listen to God. And that will go on our website as something that I think is really important for the life of our church together. And if that's something you want to come to, you're welcome. Come along. Not everyone will be able to come along, but that's okay, because it's important that some people are praying for St. Paul's and listening to God for us. And I've just been reading the life of Samuel, and this verse struck me. "Don't stop praying," the people said to Samuel. "Ask the Lord our God to rescue us." And I see the people who are going to come on Tuesday mornings as those who are acting as Samuels. And I'm saying to them, don't stop praying. Ask the Lord to bless us, to be with us, and if we need it, to rescue us. So that's an important new group that's just about to start up. And then another resource for discipleship is the church weekend away. And again, on your tables, if you haven't filled that form in, there are form application forms for the church weekend away. On the screen, sorry about this, folks behind me, on the screen there are a few pictures of the last church weekend away. Only a few, you're not missing a great deal. And if you were there, you remember it anyway. Showing what a good time of fun it is. People coming together for fellowship, for enjoying one another's company, for the kind of conversations we don't have the time for Sunday by Sunday. For worship, for teaching. We've got Andy Hickford coming, who's spoken at Spring Harvest and New Wine and all over the place as well. A really good speaker, an inspiring, encouraging speaker. And he'll be with us to share some thoughts from God for us. We'll have worship together. We'll have fun together. And I know of 100 people who either have signed up already, who I know have got a form ready to sign up. And I know 10 of those who haven't actually got the form back yet. So if you are coming and you haven't filled your form in yet, please do it soon. Because one thing that slightly concerns me is we've got 150 places booked with Ashburnham. I think we could actually take more than that. I think if everyone came who would like to come and will benefit from it, we'd get more than 150. But we need to know that very soon to tell Ashburnham to keep more places for us. So sign up for that. A wonderful opportunity to grow together in the life of the church. So there are just a few ways to encourage and help us in our discipleship, in our following God. And what I'd like us to do this morning if we are comfortable with that, if we are happy to do that, is just say, okay, at the start of this new year, I would like to say, yes, I'm committed to God. And yes, for members of St. Paul's, I'm committed to this church. If you're a visitor or a newcomer this morning, then don't worry about this bit. Or if you're a member of another church, feel free to say it on behalf of your other church. But this is particularly for St. Paul's members. And I try and find not the same thing every year. So these words are actually taken, astonishingly, from the Church of England, an induction service. But I think they're rather good. They're a bit jargony, but the sentiments they express are brilliant. And I'm sorry I didn't know about them when I became vicar here, otherwise I'd have used them in the service. And what they say is, yes, I am committed to this, to worshipping God in this place, faithfully and regularly. And so if you look at the screen, if you can't see the screen, it should be on your sheet. The words of it says, prayer of commitment. If you can't see the screen and you haven't got a sheet, basically you just join in, with the help of God, I will. So I will read each one, and I'll leave a gap between each one, because I think these are weighty words. Say them only if you mean them. But if you mean them, they're great, great words. And we say, with the help of God, I will, because we know we can't do it by ourselves. We need the Lord to help us. So will you continue in the apostles' teaching, studying scripture, hearing scripture read and preached, and fellowship, coming together, in the breaking of bread, in Holy Communion, and in the prayers? With the help of God, I will. Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. With the help of God, I will. Will you proclaim by your words and by your example the good news of God in Jesus Christ? With the help of God, I will. Will you seek and serve Christ in all people, loving your neighbor as yourself? With the help of God, I will. Will you acknowledge Christ's authority over human society by prayer for the world and its leaders, by defending the weak, and by seeking peace and justice? With the help of God, I will. And so, echoing scripture, together we pray, may Christ dwell in our hearts through faith, that we may be rooted and grounded in love and bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. If you've prayed that together with me, those are big promises. But they're what it's all about. They're what discipleship, they're about following Jesus is all about. It's what church is all about. They're great promises to make. With the help of God, let's keep them. And then we're going to sing another song. It's chosen by Nancy.